to help somebody? Come on. All I was trying to do was help, and Lord, you bit me. But I want to tell you, there's a process called gathering. You got to hear this. Wake up. You got to hear this. There's a process called gathering. And we go through stages of life where we gather things. You gather friends, right? You gather church. You gather knowledge. You gather things. But when you gather things, it's like you gather them like this and you bring them to your bosom. I just got to tell you this. It's not in my notes, but I've said it once a long time ago. This is the Lord's truth. I had been gathering up some mulch. I had chipped up stuff and I was putting it around my fruit trees and I had gathered it up, you know, stacked it up. And I had done it till it got dark. And so I quit. Next day or two, I don't remember when it was, I went back out to finish. And I reached down there to gather. I put my hands around that mulch like this to bring it into my chest. That's how I was carrying it. And the Lord said, stop. And he said, if I ever heard the voice of the Lord and not heard it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't audible, but Lord, he was telling me. He said, there's a snake in there. I didn't see no snake. I had a rake. Like I said, everything you need's right with you. He said, take that, pull that back. Lord, have mercy. I pulled that top layer back, and there's a snake, big old moccasin, coiled up in that thing. And I was fixing to bring it to me. So I tread upon him. Like the Bible said. Just like the Bible. Just like the Bible said. So the Lord does help us. Amen? Anybody, you probably got your own testimony how that voice said to you, hey, wait a minute. Don't do that. And I'm sure you do. And so here's Paul gathering up these sticks. And in that process of gathering, I'm here to tell you, there's always a snake in the pile. Jesus gathered up 12 disciples, and one of them was a snake. 12. He said, have I not chosen 12 of you, and one of you is the devil? So in your days of gathering, just be careful, because when you gather, I'm here to tell you, in the gathering stage of life, you're most vulnerable to getting bit. That's right. But when you get bit, don't quit. That's what I'm wanting to teach you tonight. Because if you're going to gather, I promise you, you gather, you're going to gather, you think you're gathering friends, and you gathered your enemies. Thought you was my friend, and you gathered your enemy. I'm here to tell you, you gather much, you're going to get bit. But I'm here to tell you, don't quit when you get bit, because your help is in the fire. Even old Nebuchadnezzar said about, why don't y'all bow down to this God, and who is this God? And he said, your answer to who our God is in the fire. And when they threw him in the fire, Nebuchadnezzar looked in there and said, did we not throw three? And lo, I see a fourth man in the fire, like unto the sun. Your answer is in the fire. It will all come out in the fire. And too many times people get bit and they quit. But I'm here to tell you, if Paul would have quit, listen close, the fire would have died. And so would he. And people that quit when they get bit, they die. Spiritually, they die. Paul said, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Bite or no bite. Talk about me or don't talk about me. I'm still going to live for God. And that's the attitude you have to have. Read a little further. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, he's swinging back and forth, they said among themselves, oh, man, we were helping this guy. No doubt this man is a murderer. Whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. They were thinking for such terrible things to happen to one man. He, you know, he almost lost it in the sea. Somebody's after him. Lord, he must be a murderer. And they were right. He was a murderer. But that's not what was getting him. But these ignorant, barbarous people don't think they can't think. Don't think they don't have their own opinion. And so they're thinking, this man has escaped an angry sea, but he ain't going to escape that. Oh, no, he won't escape that. So all these onlookers are trying to reason out what's going to become of you. Brother Jake, when I came here, some wondered what would become of me. Yeah, some of them said, he won't last long. Some of them said, told me, said, I'm not going over there. I love you, Brother Baggett, but you won't be there over 2 years. Some of them's in the grave, and I'm still here. 9 years. Make it 19. I don't care. As long as the Lord's with me, I'm staying. I'm staying. Hallelujah. I might be the youth next youth evangelist. I don't know, but I'm staying. I might be the youth pastor. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. You going? No, you stay down here. You know, even when Joseph's brothers threw him in the pit because he had a dream, they said, now we'll see what will become of his dream. Did they ever? Did they ever? Hallelujah. People that are wanting to watch what's going to happen to you. Lord, the Bible says the kingdom of God cometh not by observation. It cometh by participation. You can't observe your way into this thing. You can't watch people shout and you shout too. You can't watch people live for God and you live for God too. You need to do it. Hallelujah. And let's go on because I got a little bit more to go. Verse 5. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt good about it. Felt no harm. I'm telling you, as soon as he shook that off, I imagine he turned around and he picked him up another bundle and just kept working. Boy, they're watching. He won't about 30 more minutes. He'll be dead. I'm telling you, this is a poisonous snake. But let me tell you something. What goes around, one more time, what goes around comes around. It was this same man that was a prisoner who sang with Silas one night in a jail, and the jailhouse began to rock, and all the prisoners were there, and the Bible says the jailhouse doors all flew open, and there stood a jailer who knew he was going to die. If one prisoner got out, he was a dead man. And Paul shouted out to that prisoner, said, do thyself no harm. Same man with the prisoners again. And here he is with the prisoners again, and he's bitten by the snake, and no harm. What goes around comes around. He treated that man with kindness, and guess what? He got treated with kindness. Woo! My Lord. Read a little further. Verse 6. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen. Yeah, when you should have got puffed up. When he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. They knew the type of snake this was. But after that, they looked a great while. I mean, it's like, well, when's this going to happen? It looks like by now he'd be dead. It looks like he'd be swollen. And saw the no harm. They come to him. They changed their minds. I mean, they may have been ignorant, but they were smart enough to change their mind. I'm telling you, a hard-headed person won't change their mind. Let me tell you what changing your mind is. It's changing your attitude. When the prodigal son came to himself, he changed his mind because he changed his attitude. He left his father's house saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. When he went back, he said, make me, make me, make me. They changed their minds and said, he was a god. I mean, they were saying, oh, somebody's after him. Ain't nobody going to go through this. There's some evil after him. And now when he shakes off the snake and he keeps picking up sticks, it's the Lord, he's a god. Well, in some ways he was. Because there's a God inside of him that was looking out for him. Hallelujah. And so when he should have puffed up and he should have died, and when they thought you was going to quit church and they thought you were going to get puffed up and he ain't never coming, you're still here. You're still here and no harm. Hallelujah. God allowed this snake to bite him, but he didn't allow the venom to kill him. And so Paul spoke of these marks. Stay with me a little longer. I got one more good point here. Paul spoke about in his body, he had all these marks. I mean, you know, I don't have many, but I can tell you where I got that one. And I got a few other ones here, there, and yonder, and I know where I got them. You too, right? Paul had so many, he couldn't remember where he got them. I mean, they crossed this way and that way, beat 3 times with rod. I was left for dead. They said, he'll die. Let's leave him alone. Next day, back in the city preaching the gospel like nothing happened and no harm. But now he's got 2 more wounds. Stay with me. 2 holes. 2 holes. Oh, yeah. 2 holes in his hand. The venomous beast hanged. They don't hang by their gums. they hang by their teeth, hanging on him. I imagine it's through and through. Shook him off, made them jaws open up, fell into fire. But I'm here to tell you, he still had the holes. He still had the holes. God didn't allow him to lose his life and let alone his hand. And there was a reason. Verse 7. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, meaning he lived where this was happening, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Wow, even the chief of the tribe was courteous to Paul, kept him there 3 days. But it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux. Now, if you don't know what that is, that sounds exactly like colon cancer to me. Bloody flux coming out your bowels and fever. To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid that snake bit hand. Took that hand that had them two holes in it. The hand that had no harm done. The body that had no harm. The fire that had separated that. And he took that hand, laid his hands on him, and healed him. God's not going to take anything away from you that you need. Clap your hands to that. He's not going to take nothing away from you that you need in the kingdom of God. Anything that walks out of your life, let it walk. Verse 9. And when this was done, others also, which had diseases, a revival broke out from a man who had two holes in his hand. When this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. Oh, that's a good thing they kindled that fire. I mean, you look at the path of this thing. You could have said all along this journey, Lord, it ain't worth it. I just don't know if I can make it. Why me, Lord? Lord, what am I doing here? I was headed to Rome and here I am. But look of the good that come out of all of this bad that happened to this man. Who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, Lord, look, they ladded us. You know what the ladding is? The ship, you load it up. Ladded us with such things as were necessary. Here, take some more of this. We got plenty of this, Paul. And they left. Let me tell you, they came in on an old broken, beat up piece of board. And they're leaving on a ship that's loaded with stuff. Now, isn't God good? Isn't God good? If you can just stand it through the fire, I'm telling you, there are better days ahead. Hallelujah. Just hold on while the snake holds on till you get to the fire. I close with this. We're not going to have a song or anything. We're just going to close. Unless y'all want to sing. The most perfect match to this scripture I'm fixing to give you of the Great Commission is the Apostle Paul. Let's look at Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said unto them, the one of the them was really not the Apostle Paul, it was all these other apostles, but he was apostle called out of season. Go ye into all the world, Rome, Melita. He was at Ephesus, and then he was over at Galatia. Then he was over at Tyre, and then he was over at Corinth. Go to all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He was preaching to the Greek. He was preaching to the barbarian. He was preaching to the sick. He was preaching to the well. He was preaching to kings and to governors. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He knew what that was about. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Paul did that. I mean, his shadow was casting them out. They said even one devil tried to cast out another devil and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? You remember that? And they shall speak with new tongues. There's nobody knew about speaking in new tongues more than Paul. He wrote a chapter or two about it. They shall take up Nobody knew about taking up a serpent like Paul did, literally and spiritually. And if they drink any deadly poison, that thing was shooting deadly poison into him. It shall not hurt them, no harm. They shall lay hands on the sick. That's what he did. And they shall recover. Wow, what a man. What a passage of scriptures. I'm here to tell every one of you as you stand tonight, hold on until the fire starts. Somebody else may kindle the fire, but the fire will purge everything. It will bring it all out, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you'll feel no harm. Revival broke out that day because that man was gathering sticks. He was gathering sticks. Work in the kingdom of God. If you want revival to break out in your own home and in the church, work in the kingdom of God. Get with the program. Yeah, you're going to get bit. I'm sorry. You can't do the yard right, Brother Johnson. I'm sorry. People are going to say you didn't weed eat. You're too close to it. They're going to be people. You're going to get bit. Brother, the music, you're going to get bit. I'm sorry. You're going to get bit. Sister, the people don't like your singing. You're going to get bit. They don't like the way you play. That's old fashioned. You're going to get bit. But don't stop playing. Don't stop singing. Don't stop working. Let them bite. Let them bite. And shake them off in the fire. And keep on playing. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Isn't he good? He's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. Thank you for coming. And thank our visitors for coming. We appreciate that. And I'll see y'all again. Amen. Be careful going home.